Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Imposter Syndrome Podcast. I am your host, Ali W, with my co-host.
I am Jew Breeze. What's up, imposters?
Today, we have four things lined up for everyone in varying degrees. We may not talk about it in depth, but we may talk about it in depth. We'll find out. First one, One Piece. Second one, My Hero Academia.
Okay.
Third one, probably not going to talk about it, but we'll talk about it. Shaman King.
No, we need to move Shaman King down and talk about our fourth item, Invincible, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to do a switch. This is what do you call it?
Improvising on the fly.
When you're doing a play of football.
Oh, audible.
Audible. We're doing an audible. So we're going to move Invincible. So we're going to talk about Invincible, the Amazon Prime show, in number three slot. And then last, we'll leave Shaman King.
Cool.
And then number five, I'm going to surprise him with a topic of my own.
Oh, so, I don't like surprises, bro.
You'll like this one.
Really?
Yeah, you'll like this one. I'm pregnant. No, I'm not. First one, One Piece.
One Piece is bussing, bro.
Yeah. So earlier, he was telling me that, you know, anything One Piece, it's just everybody likes it. Everybody loves it. No matter what, it's going to be a classic, right?
It is a classic.
It is a classic, but it gets people to look at it. You know, you just say One Piece, you say Luffy, you say Yonko, you say world government, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets eyes on you, right?
Yeah.
Recently I've been watching a channel, on YouTube, and I'm gonna put their thing right here.
Okay.
Called Grand Line Review. I don't know if you ever seen.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really like that guy. Like he's actually like the stuff that he says is clever.
Yeah.
And like I'm really interested into it. Cause like I'm not gonna lie, like it's One Piece is such a big thing. Like you skip around, right? But that guy, like, he just goes in depth. And he plays, like, with fan theories a lot, too, right?
Gotcha.
Like, he'll say, like, okay, who's the best of the warlords? Who's the best of the worst generation? You know, like, who would beat who hypothetically, even though they never faced off and they were in different time periods, right?
Gotcha.
So just going off that, like, the guy, I like the guy's channel. So making me, you know, giving him a shout out.
Oh yeah, I mean he put out some good stuff.
Yeah, so far I finished the War on Marineford arc or saga. They call it sagas. Finished Thriller Bark.
How did you like Thriller Bark?
I liked it a lot. And you know what you said? You said one thing last week in last week's podcast, and it's that Oda will do things and then like forever later come back to it. And some things he hasn't even tied up to. And I was like, at the end of Thriller Bark, it's the biggest ship, right? Like it's the biggest ship of all of One Piece. That's the thing about it, right? Gecko Moria's ship.
Yeah.
It's the biggest, right?
Pause.
Okay, I don't know. That was a question.
Oh, are you asking his ship?
Yeah. It's the biggest in the universe, right? Like, that was the thing that it was known for?
It's not the largest ship.
Yeah, it's the largest single ship, right? I don't know.
Okay, well, I mean, in regards, I guess his ship is pretty enormous compared to other ships.
Yeah. At the end of it, there was something that dwarfed the size of it. You just see like a giant silhouette with red eyes in the clouds, right?
Yeah.
And I was wondering what that was, right? And then I go to Grand Line Review, and he doesn't know what it is. I'm like, how do we still not know what it is? Granted, the video that I watched was like probably.
Are you talking about I don't want to spoil you, but you talking about the silhouette of the.
It's a giant thing.
It was a giant thing.
Yeah.
It was a couple of them or just one giant thing?
It was just one giant thing with red glowing eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Has that thing been revealed?
Yeah. It is revealed. Oh, okay. And I don't want to disclose it.
Is it later on in the series? Am I not supposed to know what it was? Or?
Yeah, it's in Wano right now.
Oh, okay. I'm not caught up on Wano.
It's in Wano. It's coming to Wano. We haven't got there.
Oh, okay.
I think they're on episode 972.
Yeah.
We haven't got there, but it will be disclosed.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? He foreshadowed it.
Yeah, yeah, he foreshadowed it way. Yeah. Thriller Bark was like, what, 300, 400?
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Even early, yeah.
And this, they're going to be introduced in Wano.
Yeah, and I don't know why they don't call it Wano.
I don't like that. Cricket.
Okay, crickets. Okay, shit. All right. Okay. Yeah. No, for real, why don't they call it that? Like, is that how it's pronounced? Wano?
Yeah, Wano.
Okay, all right. Yeah. I thought it was called, for me, I was calling it Wano.
Okay.
But apparently it's not called Wano. Yeah, because they know.
They know.
Okay,
all
right. Should I?
Yeah, give yourself another one.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it's.
But yeah, I recall you stating that the Marineford arc.
So Marineford arc,
that was one of your favorite thus far.
I fully watched. At the time I watched it, I didn't know the magnitude of what was happening. Right,
mm-hmm.
I saw them break out of Impel Down, right, and I saw them crash onto Marineford, and mm-hmm. I saw Shanks come and stop the whole fight, and I saw all that,
yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is some incredible shit. Like, and that just goes to show how incredible it is, because me not knowing that much about it, was
character
still
development on your part.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know who Admiral Kizaru was.
Okay.
I didn't know Ika-Inu. I didn't know who.
I knew love that line, Kizaru. Ooh, Ben Beckman.
Yeah.
Bro. I'm not messing with you, bro.
Yeah. The other guy, Kuzan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're different, right?
Yeah.
One is light.
Yeah. Okaji.
Yeah. Yeah. I looked at them. I'm like, man, these guys are like on another level. Like,
we still don't know how to properly power scale Admiral. People guess as if like, hey, we suspect the Admiral is a little bit underneath the Yonko.
I think certain one of them, like they say, like the weakest one is like on par with a Yonko. I don't know.
I don't think it's not a clear definition if they're on par with a Yonko.
Okay.
I do. We do know this, though, that if, okay, Kaido has been captured by the world government.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That has been disclosed, right?
Yeah.
And I do know this, that, hey, if Admirals team up, they can bring down a Yonko.
A Yonko, yeah.
Because it's been done before.
So the thing is, like, what they say is, like, so, and I don't know, you're an expert, right? Who am I to say this?
No. I like the new ideas. It just, you know, brings me to a joy.
Yeah, hey, you know, you're answering. I, we're just having a conversation.
Yeah, it's just
kind of
casual.
So the reason that they say, like, Yonkos are good, right? And pirates are the single biggest force, the most powerful force. But the reason they aren't on top is because they would fight each other.
Right.
You know, like there's so many pirate crews that fight against each other, and they're mm-hmm. so disloyal, and one would betray the other. Whereas the world government is single, unified under one idea and a concrete system. Like, it goes captain, not commander, vice admiral, admiral.
Yeah.
And then, like, the guy who took over Sengoku's place, or Sengoku, whatever. Fleet admiral, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go, like, and then, like, that level is, like, I think Akainu has been moved up to take over Sengoku's place, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. But those two, like, if they were as structured as the world government, then world government wouldn't, or the Marines wouldn't stand a chance.
And not to spoil you, and I'm liking your vision. I'm liking,
like, the fact
process.
That I know.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I was ignorant about all this stuff. Like,
yeah, but
come back like 2 months ago, I didn't know any of this. Yeah.
But yeah, it's a real good chance we will see two powerful pirates team up.
You talking about, like, Luffy's crew?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Because you'll get there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, it's disclosed right now.
Yeah.
you know, who's teaming up. And once you get more invested and you know, get mature in the story, you're going to be like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So. The thing is, like, there's a lot of, like, the fan theories that are being thrown out there, like, to which nobody knows yet. Like, how did, like, the only person that can that can house two devil fruit powers is Blackbeard, right?
As right. How is, like, nothing, how is he doing it, right?
He's different than everybody else. And they were going to fan theories, and, like, Grand Line Review was saying, like, he has, like, his Jolly Roger is three heads, so he might just be three people in one. And, like,
three souls, yeah.
Yeah, and he has two devil fruits, and the last one that he's waiting to take off of, like, a high-tier person.
Yeah.
Like, is it a Logia fruit? The one...
Yeah, it's a lot of theories, but they suspect that he's going after
Kaidos.
Ancient Zoan fruit.
Oh, okay. That's the type, right? Like, that's where you can turn into.
That's like an animal or a creature or something like that.
Marco has a phoenix. Yeah, so I always thought that was badass. Like, even at Marineford, I was like, okay, that's. And then there's
I don't think he's going after Marco, though.
No. But that's just a type. Like, that's the. That's like class. A really good one that you would want to get.
Yeah, he got a real good devil fruit.
There's the Golden Buddha one that Sengoku has. It's so cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
And I'm not going to disclose Kaido.
Yeah. So, no, Kaido is a dragon.
He's the king of beasts.
Yeah. He's a dragon, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Grand Line Review. I don't know if but like a bunch of stuff online that I was like, oh, shit. He could turn into a dragon? Like, I saw it. My bad.
Oh, no. It's funny, the name of his fruit. Do you want to know it or you... You don't care to be spoiled.
What's it called? The Yomi Yomi?
No, the name of Kaido fruit is the fish fruit. And it's kind of weird thinking about it. But think about Pokemon Magikarp.
It turned into Gyarados. Okay.
And then it's ancient folklore about a fish becoming a dragon.
Yeah.
By not evolution, but... going upstream, swimming a waterfall.
Like, you know...
So it's different stories.
Pokemon did that. I know people are probably sick of us talking about Pokemon.
I know.
But Feebas turns into Milotic, a dragon-looking Pokemon.
Yep.
And then Magikarp turns into Gyarados, a dragon-looking Pokemon. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's something to do with Japanese folklore.
It's Japanese folklore.
Where, like, these small little fish turn into big dragons.
Gotcha.
They're useless at one point, then they turn into, like, you know... Yeah, I can only assume...
And that's the only thing I could... Every time I think about Kaido, I just think about Gyarados because his fans is actually blue when he turned into a dragon.
Does he look like a Mega Gyarados or something? Like a Mega Evolution? Or?
Well, he have a hybrid form, bro.
Because I seen one where he's a snake, like the one like off Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
You know? Like that's the one that I seen.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
So far, That's his dragon form.
Yeah.
But he's a hybrid form.
He's the captain of the Beast Pirates. That's his thing. Like that's his crew.
Exactly. Yep. He's the Yonko of it.
I heard Big Mom has, or Charlotte has the biggest fleet in terms of number. Like, and she's also the most powerful. Cause like everyone under her is her kid. Like, doesn't she have like 84 kids?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's wild. She has a lot of. Like she have a lot of children.
Yeah.
I don't know if her army exceeds Kaido, Beast's army. I don't think it does, but she have a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Under her ranks. Yeah.
Like, those are flesh and blood. Not like the way Whitebeard thinks of that as his family.
No,
like, those
no,
are
no.
her kids'
she
kids.
She birthed them, boy.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, like... And they say that she's one of the most powerful, like, if not the most powerful, like, top three.
Yeah, she took out a giant when she was
five. She was 5 years old. Like, I don't know. Just like, honestly, like, I think the universe is like top tier. Like, the more that I see the universe, the more that I think I'm like, okay, you know what? This might be one of the best universes of all time.
Hands down, I can't think of any You know, we watch a lot of anime, bro.
Yeah.
I can't think of any universe compared to One Piece universe.
I was thinking about, like, Game of Thrones and, like, other universes. Like, it doesn't match to it. Like, it's just Star Wars.
Like, Sabo, Dragon. It's the Revolutionary Army.
Yeah.
It's still Shanks and his crew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The Red Hair Pirates.
It's just, man, it's just a lot going on. And I still want to see the full, like, magnitude of how powerful admirals are.
Yeah.
Because we don't know, bro.
There's a new guy that they introduced after Kuzan left.
Green Bull.
Yeah. And then there's a new one. Yeah,
The blind guy.
Yeah, Fujitori, who's badass, like, moderate level to me with the shit that he can do. And then there's another guy who, like, they have yet to reveal in the anime, like, who, like, it was just we see silhouettes of.
Yeah, that's Green Bull.
Oh, Green Bull? Okay. Yeah. Has he been...
No, we haven't seen Green Bull.
Imagine that.
And Vegapunk.
Yeah.
He's just so, like...
He's somewhere in the world. In the story. Yes, it's waiting to be seen.
I want to learn about the Void Century.
How old is he?
Vegapunk?
Yeah.
We don't know. I don't know.
He's...
But I'm just saying, it's so many things I want to learn and understand about One Piece that I don't get.
Yeah.
From another, you know what I'm saying? Another anime.
Yeah.
Another show.
The thing is, like, it's like, the thing is, like, judging off, like, okay, you watch episode one, you're like, okay, this is a regular anime for kids about pirates, you know? And then just the universe expands and expands, it's just like getting bigger.
It's like cancer, bro.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Yeah. It's like, it just.
Let's use another example.
Okay. Well, another example.
It's like an STD.
No, you can get rid of an STD.
AIDS.
You can manage AIDS.
Okay.
Okay, it's like a cell that constantly multiplies. You cannot do nothing to
stop it. This man just divide cancer. And it eventually kills you. And your family's crying out of your deathbed. Yeah.
But yeah, it's... You will... If you have not, I guess, got into One Piece, once you start...
Yeah,
getting into one, but you got a lot, bro. It's like you got an endless amount of material to go.
Absolutely,
through.
I highly suggest it to everyone.
Yeah, I mean, it is to me. It is the king of anime, king of manga.
Yeah. The thing is, it's like, so it's the king of shonen. I don't know if like we want to like include Attack on Titan because I think Attack on Titan is really good. Mm-hmm. And you know the thing is, Attack on Titan is getting like mainstream attention. You know,
yeah,
like it's really good. They might make it into movies or whatever. So,
yeah, the thing is about One Piece, I guess it's the Western audience that didn't gravitate as much to it as other shows.
You know, the thing is, it's like, I feel like Naruto kind of did that, but the thing about Naruto is that they split it up. Like, when you look at Naruto, it's Naruto, then Naruto Shippuden, and then, like, Boruto, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like, they kind of did it in a way where, like, it was split up into different shows. Like, Dragon Ball, like, if you think about Dragon Ball Z, you don't need to watch Dragon Ball or Dragon Ball Super. You can just watch each one by itself. And if One Piece did that... It kind of would be easier to, like, you know, bite into. You know what I mean?
I got you. It's just like it's a hefty meal. It's a lot going on. I feel you.
Because all animes do that. Like the Dragon Ball is when he was a kid. Dragon Ball Z is when he's an adult. Dragon Ball Z Super is when he's a 10 years older than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but if One Piece they did that, like if they made after the time skip around episode 600 into its own anime. Like, you know, call it One Piece Shippuden, right? I don't know. But if you did that, then I think it would be easier to, you know, for people to...
Digest.
That's
I got you.
Yeah.
Because that was your thing is... Dude,
it's way too long.
And
I'm not interested in the Straw Hats. I will always say that.
Okay. And your,
I like
your main
Sanji.
Thing is this, like, where do I start?
Yeah.
How can I take a shortcut?
Yeah,
like I told you, bro, it's no shortcuts in One Piece. Just take it all in.
Yeah, yeah. And pause, right?
Pause.
Okay, all right. Like, what am I taking in?
Take it all in.
Yeah.
In One Piece, bro.
Yeah. We're back from commercial. How convenient, right?
Intermission.
So,
So next week you're gonna
Next week I'm gonna get into the Dressrosa arc.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah,
that one is long.
That one's long, but I'm gonna knock it out like easily, like 20 episodes a day.
So yeah, we can discuss what episodes you cover.
Yeah, and then after that, we'll be on the Wano.
No, it's Whole Cake Island.
Whole Cake Island.
Okay. I mean, it's I think it's another arc in between, but the main arcs is Dressrosa, Whole Cake Island, and Wano.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll watch the Wano. Keep on wanting to say Wano. I don't know why.
Like, why Wano? Like, why you keep...
So, I used to watch this show on YouTube. Have you ever heard of DJ Academics?
Yeah.
There was Everyday Hustle or Everyday Grind. There was a show with him and Jim Button.
Joe Button.
Said right? So when Joe Budden left, the guy who took over was a guy named Wayno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And in my head, it's Wayno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even get the Wayno reference.
Yeah.
I thought you were being kind of sus.
No, no.
I'm like, no, he won't keep repeating it, but I don't know.
Wayno. Let me see.
But yeah, it's the name that you got stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
But it's clearly a Y. It's spelled W A
N O
Y N O.
Yeah.
Drop the Y is Wano.
Wano talks why people dislike DJ Academics. He is seriously one of the most contemptible characters I've ever seen.
Man, like, you gotta love DJ Academic, bro. I know. Love or hate him, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta respect his ground.
Yeah, he started. But the thing is, a lot of people don't like him because they say that he's like, I'm a voice of the streets. I'm like, no, you're
not, my guy.
Like, you're not the voice of anything. What you do, he's a gossip queen, right? Kink, right? So what he does is he talks about what the cool kids are doing. And he's like, this is what's happening with the cool kids today, right? Can you believe that this cool kid said this to this cool kid? Like, that's really what he's doing. I can respect it. Just call it what it is.
Like, yeah, that's a nice observer, I guess.
Yeah, and he'll comment, and he'll say a little funny thing. He'll say, you know, he'll talk about the OVO crew. I'm like, it's not really a crew. It's just some kids in Canada who are making music. Like, I don't know. But then he started talking about the, like, some rap scenes, like, in Chicago and in L.A. I'm like, hey, boss. Yeah, like, I mean,
Joe Budden warned you, bro. Hey, yeah. Don't get too involved in stuff that you.
Why would you? You know,
this is real. This is real.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, okay, I'm not about that scene, right? I don't want to be part of that scene. I don't want to make money off that scene because that whatever I say, these people take whatever they do seriously. I don't want to be in that. Yeah. You know what I want to be? It's some completely imaginative shit in Japan. That's where it's at. That's very safe. And I'm willing to be very safe because in terms of me seeing people who will actually hurt me in real life, I don't want those problems. I'm a pussy.
You said I don't want... None of them problem.
Yeah. So, you know, so yeah, I respect DJ Academics because he's willing to risk on some level all this just for
his fan.
I think he just wants to be, you know, he wants to get well known.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I guess it worked for the most part.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
making some cheese. So.
Laid for being famous. I think he didn't. He's probably one of those people that didn't get laid in high school, and it's like, but I get laid now. You know, like, yeah. God bless. Yeah. So,
next topic, My Hero.
Yeah, My Hero. You can.
My Hero Fire, bro.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a manga guy.
Yeah.
So I'm caught up there, but I just recently started season 5.
Yeah.
So it's about 6 episodes in.
Yeah.
So the start of season 5, they pretty much recap the big fight between Anomu and the new number one hero, Endeavor.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Endeavor took he got beat up pretty bad. I ain't gonna say pretty bad. He was in the hospital. But he ended up pulling off, and he did the symbol of peace pose like All Might did.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The hand in the air.
Yeah.
After his victory.
Yeah.
So pretty much he trying to right his wrongs with his family because he been a dick
to his sons forever.
And his children and even his wife for forever, bro.
Yeah.
You know he like your favorite character Shoto, right?
Yeah.
So Endeavor thing was this. Let me breed a child that's powerful with their fire.
Yeah.
And powerful with ice.
Yeah.
I want this nice hybrid.
Yeah. When you say breed, that makes me think like he was like you know, like farming them, you know, like.
Bro, he was, I feel like he was like having babies.
He wasn't loving them.
Bro, like, depending on, he had a liking to Shoto because he felt like, oh, okay, this is the one. He got all he got the potential to be great because he have all his mother abilities and he have all of my abilities.
Yeah.
And that's why I essentially start breeding with your mother because I wanted to.
You keep saying breeding, like,
it's breeding and his point of view because
no, that's
he's not
up.
Having kids to love unconditionally, bro. He just wanted to have a kid to make a strong bloodline or a strong hybrid of their abilities, bro.
You know, in Eastern cultures, that's how they think of stuff. Like I can speak for my culture. Like if you, like you would want, like, I guess I could see how that comes from, right? Like this doesn't have much to do with anime, but if in your head you can breed strong children, who are more likely to survive.
Gotcha.
So that's what you want. You don't look for somebody you like. You look for somebody who can continue your bloodline, right? Mm-hmm. And that's the point of all life. You know, nowadays you marry for love and affection. Back in the day, you married for opportunity, and also for strong children who will carry on bloodlines. You know, and the Spartans used to do that stuff, bro. Spartans used to take their kids and throw them off the ledge if they weren't seen as strong enough as kids.
How can they gauge it? As an infant, but you're talking
as
about
a baby, newborn baby. If they were born with frailties or deformities or weaknesses, they would chuck them at the side of a cliff.
Mm.
Yeah. And the girl, the thing is that, like, Spartan society was seen as very, very tough.
They were the
warriors of the
Saiyans
of the ancient world. Yeah.
Sure. I reference everything to anime, bro.
Yeah. You know,
like,
the Battle of Thermopylae.
Yeah. All of that.
The Peloponnesian Alliance, the Delian and Islands. Yeah.
But if you say, hey, they were the Saiyans of the. I'm like, oh, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I could bring up Herodotus and his history of.
You could bring up that good stuff, and I'm probably yawning.
Okay. All right.
But if you reference. Oh, bro, he was like the fourth Hokage. His speed was like that. I'm like, oh, straight up.
The Achaemenid Empire.
Okay.
Do you think I made that up?
I don't know.
I could or could not have made it up. You wouldn't know any wiser.
Okay. I will not call you on your BS, bro.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, bro. Yeah. Back to Endeavor.
Were the Persians. Yeah. The Athenians and the Spartan. So there was the Delian. Yeah. You know, Macedon.
Yeah, I know. I read
the
that
agency.
Somewhere
the Bosphorus, the Dardanelles, the two passes between the Black Sea and the Mediterranean.
Smart guy.
Okay.
Real knowledgeable guy.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You don't know any of it?
Yeah, bro. You know what? You know me.
Yeah.
I'm even trying to talk about
it. This is an anime podcast.
Yeah, trying to talk about Endeavor. Podcast. I'm trying to get to Endeavor and my homeboy.
Yeah.
My top 10 likable character, Hawks, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the number 2 hero.
Oh, okay.
And he's acting as like a double agent.
Oh, between him and the villains.
Yeah. He's working with... He's working with a villain, a dude from the League of Villains.
Yeah.
I don't You know what I'm saying? I don't want to go into detail about this guy because if I do, I'm afraid I may spoil something. Oh, okay. But he's working with that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, so he's acting as a double agent. He's a number two hero, but he's working with him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that little...
He's playing both sides.
Yeah, he's playing both sides. Yeah. And that little entanglement will get revealed in the near future.
Soon enough? Yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah, that's pretty much it. Opening up in the first couple episodes of season 5. And then, in a nutshell, they reveal to the people.
Yeah.
Deku powers, his the little backstory of the One For All abilities.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because are you familiar with One For All, how it works, and All For One, how it works?
Yeah, yeah. So, All For One, he was the original guy who had, he was evil. And then, people would be able to inherit his power. And then there was a person who split away from him or some stuff.
So, yeah, actually go into that backstory.
Oh, okay.
He's the oldest brother.
Oh, okay.
The oldest brother, he has the All For One ability.
Yeah.
The youngest brother have the One For All ability.
Yeah.
And he's the first One For All user.
Oh, okay.
And he passed those abilities down
through generations.
Generation to generation. And now that ability is in Deku's hand.
And it was before it was in All Might's.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And before it was All Might master, which his was a teacher. Lady.
Yeah.
And this lady, I don't know if they disclose this.
Yeah.
But she has a relationship with somebody in the show, but I don't want to say because you know how I can't keep track of manga or anime, going to disclose that. But yeah, she's important in the story too.
Oh, okay.
All Might master.
Oh, okay.
So pretty much Deku has been training nonstop. The whole class, the whole...
Every season, bro, they're training hard.
Yeah, they're training hard, bro. And I feel like, bro, like, Class A is getting all of this exposure, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they're getting some real world training, bro. It's like, they've been really fighting villains,
but they're, like, not publicized,
Yeah, this is no tutorials, no training seminars. Yeah. They've been really in action.
Yeah.
So Deku been pretty much training, and it was you still watching season 4, right?
Yeah.
It was a little incident in season 4 where Deku was brainwashed.
Oh yeah, yeah,
some,
yeah.
Some guy, Eraser, nephew, or somebody related to Eraser.
Yeah.
And that was the beginning of Deku being introduced to the, I don't know, they call it. His successors or predecessors.
Yeah.
What do you call it? I always get that mixed up.
Predecessor comes before, successor comes after.
Okay, so the predecessors are One For All.
Yeah.
So there were silhouettes of the predecessors of One For All.
Mm.
And he finally, like, kind of like met them when he was brainwashed.
Oh, okay.
And then he was seeking information from All Might saying, hey, Have you ever met them in the dreams or blah blah blah? Have you ever had interaction with the predecessor? So All Might say, yeah, I encountered them once, or you know what I'm saying? But
didn't he just say never mind it or something?
Yeah. He pretty much, because I believe that, and not to spoil something, I believe that the reason why Deku can tap into these powers because he's quirkless, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I believe his other predecessors, they had quirks.
Yeah.
And the One For All was given to them on top of their quirk abilities.
Yeah.
And I think since he is quirkless, he shared like a different, I guess the, and I don't want to spoil it. I'll just keep it there. He met them. They gave a little backstory about All For One and his brother.
Yeah.
And I'm just leave it there. So fast forward to what's currently happening in episode 5 and 6, Class A and Class B.
Yeah.
They all is They training. Pretty much train, and they have it's always training. It's always training. Yeah. So
it's always a tournament.
Exactly. Which I like, bro.
I like it, but it's every season. They do it.
So
it's like it's every year, bro.
Yeah, it's every year.
Yeah.
So they in the middle of that. They pretty much finished one battle. It's a 4v4.
Yeah.
But the dude Shino. He's a part of Class C, but he wants to enroll into the Hero Academy to be a part of either Class A or Class B.
Yeah.
So it's 20 Class A students, 20 Class B students. Shino is like kind of like he's a part of Class C, but he's like auditioning to become a part of the Hero course.
Yeah.
So they allowed him to participate and. And one team, one time, a Class A, and another team, a Class B. So, depending on the drawing, it was a 5v4 in favor of Class A, and then it's going to be a 5v4 in a favor of Class B.
Yeah.
And Shino is the dude, is the fifth member.
Yeah, who makes it lopsided for either
makes
one.
Makes it lopsided.
Yeah.
Yep, but it's kind of like an audition for him.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
To see how he does.
Yeah, how he does. And his abilities is pretty dope. He can brainwash people, bro.
Oh, okay.
And
that's a pretty good
how
ability.
You activate his brainwashing ability.
Didn't somebody else have that?
I don't know.
Somebody else had that.
I don't know. I can't recall, but.
Like, season 3, somebody had that. Like, they could brainwash somebody else into, he would brainwash you into doing something, and I forgot how Deku broke that ability.
Yeah, that's the same dude.
Oh, same dude. Yeah, oh,
same
okay.
dude. Yeah. I say it's season 4, but it's probably season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same dude.
Yeah.
It was they fought in a festival, right?
Yeah.
That's the same dude.
Yeah.
He was in Class C.
Yeah.
But he wants to transfer to the Hero course.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you pretty much know his abilities. So all you gotta do is he brainwashed people with his vocals.
Mm.
All he have to do is speak, and if you answer him, that's what activates the brainwasher.
Yeah, if he makes eye contact and he tells you some stuff.
No. All he have to do is if you answer him, reply to anything he say, it activates
his ability. Yeah.
So he broke it down in order
the key
for me,
to a don't answer.
Yep, don't answer. And and if your opponents know that, you completely disrupt the communication in someone's team.
Yeah.
Because that's what was happening. He had a device over his face that he can mimic. The vocals of anybody.
Anyone, yeah.
So he will act like he's the opponent partner speaking, and they will just subconsciously answer him.
Yeah.
And then they're brainwashing them.
Yeah. And then that's a dub right there.
Yep.
You know, it kind of reminds me of like Ditto's power. Like Ditto. He doesn't have a power for himself. He just mimics others. But when he does, it's like he doesn't do it as good. Like, I feel like anybody that doesn't have their own innate power and just uses others.
Yeah. He's
never going to be
an OP
good.
Support character.
Yeah.
And that's his dilemma.
Yeah.
And I think Eraser is trying to show him some of his whipping abilities because Eraser it took him 10 years to master his combat ability with, you know how Eraser got the tape around, not the tape, but the cloth around his face.
Yeah.
And he could use the cloth to pretty much fight, do whatever.
Yeah.
He's teaching Shino that ability as well.
Oh, okay.
So on top of that, once he mastered that, on top of his support skills and his brainwashing, he may be a good hero in the future.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. They go on, you know, it's in like round 2 or the second match so far.
Yeah. So. Every season. I swear.
So every season they train.
They train the villains, get them you know, they're walking through a festival or walking through the street, they see the villain, they don't quite fight the villain, they fight the villain 10 episodes later.
Right.
It's rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Yeah.
Seeing less and less of Deku. I'm actually liking more and more of Deku, but
yeah, and bro. That's a cliffhanger. What are the predecessor abilities? And it seems like Deku is really getting ready to just learn new abilities.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking he's getting it from his predecessors. and how is he going to lock.
It's kind of like abilities. The Avatar, right? Like how he would like seek kinda advice like from.
And that's the difference between Deku and All Might, because All Might
was on his own, kind of. He did it by himself.
Yep. So I'm looking forward to the Deku.
Yeah.
Deku. I'm sorry. I always call him Deku.
Yeah. It's better than calling him Wayno. I was supposed to watch it. This is a transition. I was supposed to watch it, but I actually ended up watching another show called Invincible about another set of superheroes.
That's really similar to it, but it's a clear difference.
It just went left.
Backstory.
Yeah.
Watch our review.
It's coming out Sunday. Yeah. So if nobody's watched this yet, then go ahead and watch it on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
We do a fight reaction to a fight in Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
First time that my co-host has ever watched this, and he just pauses it. He's like, "Bro, this is just a Justice League knockoff. Like, if legit. I wanted Justice League, I'd watch something else. Watch Justice League."
Exactly, bro. Never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
because I was going into it like, bro, what you showing?
This yeah, is like
copy and paste.
Yeah,
the animation suck.
Yeah,
bro, like, why are you even showing me this?
Yeah,
I was 30 seconds in.
Yeah,
it took a massive left turn.
I loved it
at the 45 seconds.
Yeah,
like, I'm like, dog, what the hell is going on? And I'm like,
I was sitting there laughing. I was like, it gets worse.
Watch what happens.
You were like, finish him.
I'm like, fatality.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, just for talks. You're like, why did he finish him?
Bro, y'all should watch that. I cannot wait to get done with this podcast.
So yeah.
I can start watching. Yeah. You said you knocked it out in about 3 hours. So
I'm still not done with it, but it was really, really good. Just watching that fight scene of him taking out, and this is not spoiler alert. Well, it is a little bit because you watched this within the first hour.
Okay.
But it's just this guy, like, you know, it starts off as a regular show, mm-hmm. but out of nowhere, he just starts demolishing people. You're like, okay, this is not your regular superhero show.
Yeah,
there's
bro.
Something terribly off about this.
Yeah, I was like, bro, My Hero Academia, PG.
Yeah,
Invincible, double rated R.
Yeah,
I'm like, what is it? TVMA?
Yeah, yeah. But your audience is only.
Bro, I can't wait to get into that. I'll probably finish it tonight.
Yeah, it's the thing is like just out of like it's a regular. So let me tell you how it starts off, and this is nothing spoiler. Mm-hmm. Starts off regular teenage kid. You know, oh, my dad has superpowers, but I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I was like my dad. By, you know, he has high school drama, like there's bullies and there's stuff like that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be into it.
Yeah.
It kind of piques your interest a little bit here and there. But then towards the end, like, what the hell? Like you said, what the hell like, just happened?
What
like,
the hell just happened?
Yeah.
And it already just fishing.
Fish, line, and sinker. Yeah. Sinker. Hook, line, and sinker. Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker.
Yeah.
I'm already real damn for real.
Yeah. It was. I highly recommend it. We'll be talking about the end of it next week because I think it's done. It's done.
Yeah, that's the way. We'll talk about the whole.
Yeah, the whole show and what we thought because it's some insane shit. So, yeah. And then with that, my surprise storyline is that I'm a local celebrity.
yeah.
So I don't know if anyone is aware of this. I have quite a unique personality.
Yeah.
I go to Meijer, it's a local chain around here, and I was going to go get Pokemon cards, right? This was like a month ago. And I go in and I'm like, you know what, let me check, you know, random check-in, right?
Yeah.
And like sometimes they have it, sometimes they don't on this day. So I went and checked anyways. I went and I saw, as I'm getting out of the car, this lady comes out, ambushes me. She's like, "Hey, we're with local news. Can we interview you about some stuff?" I'm like, I'm probably not the best person to interview. You know, I'm like, I'm not conventional." She's right. She looks at me straight in the eye. She's like, "That's what we're looking
That's
for."
That's what we
like. Okay,
all say right. less.
Yeah. So they asked,
say more.
Say more. Yeah. So she's telling me to say more, but like you already signed up, like you had us at not conventional. Mm-hmm. So she asked me questions. I'm like every one of these questions. I'm like, She's like, you know, Myers has been, you know, seen an uptick since coronavirus came out last year. The following items have been in high demand. Yeah. Some expected, some not expected. And then she asked me about candles. I'm like, she says something like, there's an increase in candles. What do you think about that? I'm like, okay, there's an increase in candles. Like, if that doesn't work for me, but if it works for people, then it works for people, right? Like, a smart guy.
About the chicken?
Yeah, smart guy response. Then next, she asked me about, you know, there's been an increase in rotisserie chicken. What do you think about that? And then I'm like, yeah,
chicken's a good source of protein. Yeah,
chicken's, especially rotisserie chicken, $7 for over a pound of chicken, all protein. It tastes great. Put some garlic on there. Eat it with a little bit of salad. You're sitting pretty at 700 calories, right?
Right.
That's what I said. And she was like, yes. I'm like, okay.
Yes.
I'm like, okay. And then she says, you know, there's been an increase in, there's been an increase in, home training. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I went looking for that. You know, like, you could not find it anywhere. But I found it here. You know, I took a bunch of stuff and, you know, she cut that part out. Or, I don't know if she cut that part out, but, yeah. And then she hits me with...
infamous.
Yeah.
Fish.
Yeah. She was like, you know, there's been an increase in fishing tools, right? Like hooks and, you know... whatever, lines and sinkers or whatever, worms. I'm like, you know, I could see that, but I feel bad for the fish. You know, humans are bored and then they go kill fish. You know, it's like me, like, you know, I'm not, you know, Xbox isn't doing it for me. I'm just going to go into some bird nests and take these eggs and slam them on the ground. You know, like what good does that do? I'm bored. Like, I should fulfill my existence. Like, I should go read a book, right?
Man.
This guy looks at me. He's like, you sound like a smart.
But peep this. Yeah, yeah. You sent me the video.
Yeah, yeah.
You sent me the link. You said nothing.
Yeah,
you said,
I was. Watch this, please. I just said, just watch this.
So I watched it. Had no, like.
He didn't know I was on the news.
I had no idea you was going to impair it.
Yeah, yeah.
In this video, I'm thinking it was just a regular article or news article or news video, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, something to do with Pokemon.
I see the main star of the show, my homeboy Ali.
Keep in mind, they premiered me more than anybody else.
Yeah, he was, and you should share the link to the video.
I'm not gonna do that.
I'm like, dude, they made you out to be the villain of the video, bro.
Right?
Because there was other people, you know, speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And answering her questions.
Yeah.
But they seemed so polite. They was answering it so like.
There was this old lady, she was like, yeah, you know, I want to stay safe and, you know, I want to be, you know.
Yeah, this guy that was, when the question was brought up about fishing, he was like, yeah, it's a hobby of mine and I like fishing and there's things to do. Cut to him. I feel bad for the fish. Bro, it was just like night and day responses. I'm like, dude. They tricked you, bro. You was the villain of the show.
Yeah.
You was the star of the show, but the villain.
Villain, yeah. You know, every story needs a villain.
Yeah.
But you know what was funny is that when I showed you, you were like, you know, it's kind of accurate.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, man. Like I said, you said those things.
Yeah, yeah. They did not pay
and
me.
It was a good depiction of you.
Yeah. So do you think that I am what they showed?
Somewhat, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Like, do you think I've said more controversial things, or like that's on like the smaller scale?
Exactly. Yeah. They capture a snippet of you.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it was a accurate.
Oh, okay.
Representation.
Because I said those words at the end of the day.
You said those things.
But the way they cut it, they made me look like I was the villain. like this is what normal people do. This guy is the one who's at. Yeah. I'm like, okay, all right. You know.
Right.
Yeah. So you would say, like, would you say, like, I've said more controversial things than that?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I have a couple things in mind if I say right now.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Say less.
I'm going to just leave it at that. I'm going to say less. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. With that.
Leave the link, bro.
Yeah.
Check out the video. Y'all be the judge.
Yeah.
How is Ali painted? In this video.
You know what? I'm gonna just say, whenever somebody interviews you, just watch out. Just really watch out.
Watch out for traps.
Yeah, because they're betting on you slipping, and they call me slipping. He says they call me on a regular day, but they call me slipping. You know, that next time I'm gonna need to sign a waiver or a form, or I'm gonna need to see a check at least. Yeah. Do you have anything else? A surprise topic or?
No, that was a good surprise topic on your part.
Yeah.
Yeah, we, me and my lady, we had a good laughter moment watching your video.
She didn't say, oh, you know, Ali, like, how could they do that to Ali?
No, she didn't have any sympathy.
Okay, she all right.
Like, oh, yeah, they, that's Ali.
Yeah, like,
that's him. Okay. Like, wow, he just saw him on camera. Yeah. That's what she pretty much okay. summed it up to.
He saw himself.
That's just saw him on camera.
Okay, all right. You know, a lot of people told me that, too. I'm like, not a single person, Fazali. Like, that. Nobody was like, you know what, Ali. Like, poor Ali. They mispainted or mischaracterized him.
Yeah. Hey, man. It is what it is.
At
least you're true to yourself.
Yeah.
And you give people.
I'm a man of the people.
Yeah. You give people the real you. I'm going to leave it there.
And with that, if you guys ever feel like you're not yourself, or you know what, the position that you find yourself in, you may have not earned it. That is a key characteristic of the imposter syndrome. And this is the Imposter Syndrome Podcast, and this podcast is for you. We'll see you on the next one.